Welcome to the Venus Index Podcast. I'm John Barbin, and with me is Liara Hansen, and she came in fifth in our transformation contest. And something interesting, you just told me you didn't even want to lose weight, but you did anyways. And I kind of like what you just said about the recompositioning, that you just wanted to lose 15 pounds and gain 15 pounds, like, if you had that much to even go. So I guess let's just get right into everything here. What was your sort of, before Venus, what did you actually do any exercising, or did you do any programs, dieting? Like, what was your sort of brief exercise and diet history before us?
Well, sure. I had dieted a little bit, but not necessarily because I wanted to lose weight. I was trying to lose fat. Mm. And I started off reading a couple of blogs that said, you need to do this for fat loss, you need to do that for fat loss. And so I was all over the place just trying to lose the little bit of pooch that I have in my belly, because I hold it all in my apple-shaped belly.
Mm. And then what did you actually try to do?
Well, I started lifting weights. It's been about 2 years since I started lifting weights. I didn't know, like, what intensity was, I guess, until Venus came along. I was just lifting, you know, 5-pound dumbbell. I'm going to lift this 5-pound dumbbell, you know. It didn't really do very much for me. I didn't understand that I needed to be lifting heavy until I got into the second cycle of Venus Index. I don't know if there was, like, something on the forum that said you need to lift heavy, but I finally quit, and I started lifting heavier then.
And then the whole experience of lifting a weight made a big difference.
Yeah, totally.
Okay, and then...
I think it finally clicked.
Right, and so what did that... So then the concept of lifting weights, like, versus... Like, it's a totally different feeling, right? Like, anybody can go lift a light weight constantly over and over again, but that's sort of like going for a walk. The intensity has to start coming up at some point.
Yeah, it was pretty unrealistic of me to think that I could, you know, get some sort of ripped body lifting 5-pound dumbbells. You know, I'm doing squats with, like, hardly anything. And then when I started doing the Venus workouts, I'm doing squats with, you know, 40-pound dumbbells in each hand. That's 80 pounds. That's a lot. Which
yeah.
was for me, like, realistically, I'm doing 10 pounds, and now I'm doing 80 pounds. It's just so much more.
Mm-hmm.
So
and,
much
and then,
more weight.
Yeah, and the progression just keeps going from there.
I had no idea I was that strong, really. Like, I didn't know until I tried. I was like, oh, I can do this. I'm really a lot stronger than I thought I was. And, you know, you have to force your body to change. You need to push it to its limits.
Right.
I wasn't doing that before.
Were you ever scared of weight training, like the idea of the bulking up and all that stuff, or you just didn't care?
I actually took a weight training class in high school. My senior year of high school, I took a weight training class, and it was more like I need to take a PE class, and I hated running. So I took weight training, and I think I, like, squeezed by with a C, and that was just because, like, I never went to that class. I'm not even sure how it does.
And so you didn't absorb any information from it?
No, I didn't even care. Like, I took that class, but I didn't want to have any muscle. I didn't really care about that. I just wanted to do my math competitions and, you know, be nerdy. So.
Right. Yeah, well, we'll get to that in a bit. So then how did you find us?
I actually was on Lyle McDonald's site for Roger Body. I guess he's called Body Recomposition. And I found him, and then I found Intermittent Fasting, I guess, with Martin Burkham. And then off his site, I found Eat, Stop, Eat. And then through Eat, Stop, Eat, I finally bought Eat, Stop, Eat. And that was the first book that I bought. And then through him, whatever, I got the emails for Venus, and then I bought Into the Venus.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't even fully, like, believe in Venus when I first bought it. I was like, this is a load of crap, man. I don't even know, man. I was very unsure of the program. It wasn't until, like, after the first transformation contest came out, I was like, oh, maybe there's something to this. These people can change. You know, I listened to Alicia's interview, and that, like, changed my mind. I was like, oh, I'm going to actually do this. I kind of played around with the workouts before that, but I didn't actually, like, try really hard until after I listened to her interview. So.
Mm. Man, you guys are also skeptical. I guess, I don't know where that comes from, but everybody...
There's so much marketing information out there. Everybody's trying to sell you something, some
right.
ideal. Nothing works. Nobody, like, sells you the magic pill, if that's what you want to call it.
Come on, you make magic pills. You know exactly what goes on with that.
Yeah, my company does anyway.
Not you personally, but your company does. But yeah, and then the marketers have to try to convince people that it really actually is magic, or
and we believe
we like to
them.
Say
really
hope in a bottle. So put it this way: we were never with Venus. We're not trying to sell hope in a program. I mean, it works. You just actually have to do it. So I guess, I think it works, anyways. But yeah, I guess without the first round of transformation, people was pretty influential because it's. I mean, I still kudos go out to them for trusting us without a group of girls before, right?
Yeah.
Because someone had to
totally.
Get the ball rolling, right? And then now a new group, we're going to see you guys, and then it's just going to roll from there. So, I mean, my hat's off to that first group anyways. But so you listened to Alicia's podcast. So was it just – did you just think we were just another program and until you started hearing from the winners?
Well, after Alicia's podcast, I was like, well, maybe there's something to be the other podcast. And so then I went back through and was listening to a lot of the Adonis podcasts that I hadn't even thought of before. And, you know, listening to those and all of the pictures that had come in really convinced me that this was the program that I needed to be doing.
Mm. Had you ever bought one before?
No, Eat Stop Eat was the first one that I did.
Okay, so you've never bought any other online workout program?
No.
No. And then, so you jump in on Venus, and then, at what point do you decide on the contest? Do you just embrace it after you started listening, or were you still skeptical?
Well, I figured because I didn't have a lot to lose, that I was just going to kill it, and I was going to win this thing, and nobody was going to stand in my way. I was going to go to the gym and pound on all this muscle, and it was going to be easy. And, you know, I was very unrealistic in my goals, but I did get somewhere.
Well, yeah, you definitely did. So speak about, okay, so tell me more about that. Tell me more about what you thought you were going to do versus what you did do versus where you think you need to go now.
Well, you know, I wanted to lose a little bit of fat, but I wanted to replace that fat automatically with muscle. I was hoping to stay at the same weight because, I don't know, a long time ago, my doctor would not let me get on birth control because I was underweight. And so I was forced to kind of gain weight before he would let me be on birth control pills. Mm-hmm. But I've always been able to maintain my weight. I've always, you know, sat right at 120 until, you know, I had to gain weight for birth control. And then I've been at 130, hovering around 130 forever, 10 years. So I didn't necessarily want to lose any weight because I was barely in the healthy range. I was hoping that I could lose my fat and gain my muscle and just have them be proportional. So the amount of fat loss that I would have would be proportional to the amount of muscle that I would gain working out.
So you wanted to go through the 12 weeks and just sort of end up right where you started as far as body weight, but be 10 pounds more muscle, 10 pounds less fat, so such that you want to do a recomposition, basically.
Exactly, yeah. That's what I was hoping for. And, you know, realistically, that's not exactly what happened. I didn't pound on the muscle like I was thinking I was going to. Sure, I probably gained some muscle, but not 15 pounds. That's what I lost. I lost 15 pounds of fat. That's ridiculous.
Did you even think you had 15 to go?
No, because I didn't weigh very much. I still don't weigh very much, you know. I'm 5'9". I'm, you know, barely over 130 pounds. I don't weigh very much. I never have. You know, you don't think that you have that much to lose when you're already so light.
Right. Yeah, and that's something a lot of girls don't realize, that even guys, a lot of people just don't know that there's still some to go.
Yeah.
And then, okay, so then as far as muscle building goes, are your eyes starting to be open to that? That's just a slower process?
I think so. It definitely, you know, hasn't been as easy as I thought it was going to be. My husband, he's got muscles all day long, you know, and so I'm like, well, he's got muscle, but what you don't understand is that he was athletic in high school. He played sports. He's been lifting weights for 10 years. I've had none of that. You know, I've been lifting weights the right way for a couple of months. Just ridiculous, the kind of ideas that I had going into this.
So, okay, so then have you accepted the idea that it's going to take a bit longer, or are you frustrated? So as you're moving along through the contest, what are you thinking while you're losing weight and realizing, man, I'm actually getting lighter here?
yeah, it was weird. It's like, oh, losing weight. Wow, this isn't hard. I didn't realize how easy it was. I guess that's going to be different than what everybody else says, but dieting was really easy for me. You know, I think I naturally eat up to my energy expenditure anyway, and then with my job just being as busy as it is, I'm always maintaining my weight. I eat a little bit higher on the dates that I work, and that, you know, compensates for the extra energy that I put into my work.
All right, so then what did you change to lose, like you said, 15 pounds? You obviously did something. What did you do?
Well, I didn't change much. I still ate ice cream, popcorn, popsicles. I mean, I ate cake. I ate pizza. I didn't change a lot. I really just kind of fasted 2 days a week, and that accounts for all of my weight loss.
Oh, so you just you did eat sub eat as written.
Mm-hmm.
And then just and you nothing different. Just carried that through for the 12 weeks.
Yep, nothing different. Every Tuesday and Friday, I would just fast, and I did 36-hour fasts. I found it was easier just for me not to eat the whole day.
Right. Yeah. A lot of people feel like they're cheating if they don't even do the whole day.
Well, the thing that really kind of sets me apart on that is that Fridays is a work day. And so with me not eating on Friday and that being a work day, my energy expenditure was really high. And so I think that that's what pushes me over. Most people probably have to diet and fast. And I just was able to fast because one of those days ended up on a work day.
Right. And then, okay, so as Pilon wrote Eat Stop Eat, that's how it works for you is exactly how it's supposed to work. So you didn't have any compensatory after fasting felt like eating more, right? You just sort of just went back to your normal routine?
Yeah. I mean, I never feel like eating more. I've always just kind of been like, you know, once I'm full, I stop. I don't have emotional needs to eat. I don't eat when I'm stressed. I don't eat when I'm bored. I just don't think about those things.
Right. And then, so did you force yourself to gain weight by just eating more when you, but, so how was that?
It wasn't easy. And like, I think a lot of the reason why I have fat where I have it is because I was eating high fat foods, high calorie foods, just trying to put some weight on me.
Hmm. Now, do you, looking back, do you kind of, I don't want to say regret it, but are you a little skeptical of the recommendation to just purposely put on fat for birth control?
Well, I think that, like, the BMI is outdated, and it needs to, you know, be something much more relevant because, you know, for my BMI, I'm at unhealthy weight, but my waist-height ratio is also unhealthy. You know, I'm underweight, and my waist is bigger than it needs to be to have the good height-to-weight ratio. So it's kind of a difficult place to be in. Like, should I gain weight and put some more inches on my stomach, or should I try to cut down my stomach? I'm not sure which one's better, you know? It's just, there's a lot of misinformation out there.
Yeah, like, we can reference two charts for you, and both of them say you're in a bad position no matter what action you take.
Yep.
Right. But you don't necessarily feel unhealthy in either of them. You're just kind of just being pushed around by whoever gets to you last.
Mm-hmm, exactly. Whichever, you know, the doctor that I'm seeing believes in at the time.
Right, and so, and then you take action on it, and then you end up gaining just fat for kind of no reason.
That's exactly the way that I feel. There was no reason for all that fat, which is unfortunate, I didn't know, you know, I didn't know before. I was just like, okay, I'm underweight. I didn't know. I felt fine.
Right, well, I mean, and that's the thing. Remember, the BMI and all of those charts are meant for analyzing entire populations. They're not necessarily meant to be. They get misused as an analysis for a single individual. All they are is to average millions of people. But like yourself, you're just on the lower end, and if you're, you know, clearly when you have to gain 10 pounds of fat just to get into it, that doesn't make any sense. You're just one of those people who are just really thin on that far end, and it's fine. You can just be thin.
Yeah, and it wasn't like my doctor recommended that I go put on 10 pounds of muscle either. It was just 10 pounds. It didn't really matter where those 10 pounds came from. You know, drink
you
a whole bunch
of
water
that?
And come back. I don't know.
Yeah, really. You could have just downed, like, gallons of water and been 10 pounds heavier the next day. So weren't you skeptical when he literally said just gain and didn't define the fact that, A, it might – you know, better that it's muscle. B, it's going to take a while because weight training, you can't gain muscle that fast. You know, and maybe here's a weight training program to follow. Like,
yeah.
Or were you just so unaware of it? You're just like, weight's weight, and you just trusted them.
maybe I would have been aware now, but back then I was young. You know, I was in college. I didn't really, like, think very much about physiology or health. I was just trying to pass my classes. So, you know, it wasn't something that I had a big interest in until, you know, much later in my life.
Right. So if he said 10 pounds of weight, you're just like, okay, he's the doctor. He knows better.
Yeah, exactly. I'm going to eat some cake.
Yeah, think about it. It's a license to just go nuts, right?
Exactly.
Oh, man, that just doesn't make any sense. But, okay, so, all right, so you've gotten rid of that plus some. And now the next, and so it was just fasting. And then as far as the VI workouts, were you following just the main program?
Yeah, I just followed the main program. And then occasionally on work, because I would do one day at work, because we have a full gym at my work. Occasionally I would get called out, like on a call. People would call me and I'd have to leave the gym. So sometimes on a work day, when I would have a workout on a work day, I would split it up so that I would have it on 2 days. So that I go in, and then if they call me out, I go in the next day and finish the workout. But other than that, I followed it to the T.
The main program, right, okay, 3 days. And then you didn't add any boosters or specializations or circuits or anything?
No, I don't think I'm conditioned enough to add that stuff yet. I'm still, you know, struggling just with the main program. I have a lot of existing injuries from car accidents, and occasionally, like, an injury will flare up, and I'll have to, like, take it easy. So I'm not to the point where I'm ready to start doing boosters and specializations. Like, I'm interested in them, but I'm not ready for them.
Right. Well, and that's a pretty mature perspective that you have that much awareness about your body. There's some people who are just a lot of people who are stubborn, myself included, and we'll push ourselves right into another injury. So you've got a better way of looking at it. That's for sure.
Yeah, I'm trying to be realistic. I've, you know, been laid out for 6 weeks with injuries before, and it's not fun. It's not fun to have to miss work. It's not fun to miss class. So I just take it easy when I need to. When something's bothering me, I either, you know, work around it, don't do those exercises that are going to hurt that muscle or, you know, my back, for instance. I just, you know, work around what I can and do what I do.
Yeah, no, and that's, I mean, I got friends who've taken them 15 years to figure that out. So it's a good thing that you're starting off on that foot. Now, you mentioned before we even got going about your how busy your job is. I think this is important. Can you, like, kind of explain to people, like, the thing you said about doing the pedometer, whatever it is, the thing that measures how many steps you take, just to explain to people how busy you actually are at work and why it probably is part of the reason it's just quite easy. I'm not easy, but maintenance isn't a struggle for you.
Well, I guess it's interesting because I don't have a normal job. I work as a mechanic, and I work as an industrial mechanic, and I have busy days, and I have really busy days, and that's kind of the way my schedule is. I'm running around a plant that's, I don't know, quarter of a mile long, I guess, and from one end to the other all day long, depending on what's broken. What's broken where? I think my pedometer record was somewhere in the 20,000, 24,600 range for steps taken in a day. And I don't think that's typical for most people to get that many steps in a day, just as busy as I am. I work a 12-hour shift. So from 4 in the morning till, you know, 6 in the afternoon, I am moving around. That's a long time to be active. So it's pretty ridiculous. There's that. And then Fridays was also a fast day. So I get the fasting effect on top of the really, really busy work day.
Right, so you're taking 20-something thousand steps and fasting on at least
and
one
fasting,
day a week.
Just on the Friday.
Yeah, so, I mean, the fact that you can relatively easily hit maintenance on all the other days, combined with that, that explains your weight loss during the contest. I mean,
had I eaten on that day, I probably would still be at maintenance.
Right, yeah. Well, I mean, yeah, that day plus your other fast day, you would...
Yep.
You know what I mean? There you go. That's your weight loss right there. And then, like you said, you don't really have any compensatory, you don't have feelings of wanting to eat more because of fasting. Now, so I guess you didn't do any cardio then, right?
Not really. I mean, I walk a lot at work. I walk a lot even when I'm not busy, just to go check on the individual departments to make sure that everything's running okay. It's, you know, I'm the only mechanic on my shift, so I'm in charge of everything in the whole plant. It's sometimes a little overwhelming. You just have to walk and make sure that they're okay, make sure that they're okay, go check this, go check that, and I'm constantly moving.
Right. So, I mean, I guess my question was wrong. You're doing cardio every day. You just do it at work.
I just do it at work. I hardly do any cardio the rest of the time. I mean, if you can count, like, walking from one building to the next when I'm at school, but it's really not like what it is at work.
Right, right. And then as far as the changes, so do you like the change you made so far?
Yeah. I was pretty proud of myself, actually. I was surprised that it worked, first off. But, you know, I'd never tried dieting before. I'd never really tried working out hard before. So I'm excited that it's moving in the right direction. It's the way I want to go.
And so from now, from this point forward, my assumption is your mindset is, have you accepted the idea that it's going to be that the time horizon's more on the, in the years, not a week to week thing, but more of a month to years thing on building more muscle?
Yeah, totally. Like, I understand it's going to take a long time. I've just barely started. And there's people on the forums that have been doing it for years. Years and years and years. They, you know, don't really have to gain any more muscle. They just have to lose the layer of fat on top. And, you know, I'm jealous of that because fat loss is the easy part. It really is. You know, if you have the willpower to do it, I think the dieting is the easy part.
Mm-hmm. And even if it's a struggle for people, it's the quick part.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, most people can strip off a significant amount of fat in a short period of time. But we have to, it just takes a long time to grind out muscle building. There's just no other way of saying it. It's I think it can seduce people when they see how quickly they can get rid of fat. Like you, kind of fell for it a little bit. I don't know if falling for it's the right word, but you kind of had in your head the idea that you could strip off 15 pounds of fat and put on 15 pounds of muscle.
Yeah.
All in, you know, less than 15 weeks.
Yes.
And that's, you know, ridiculous. The fat part's not unrealistic, right? No, but the fat part wasn't unrealistic.
No,
you
not,
did it
not
totally.
Really, yeah.
And other people have done 30 pounds.
I know,
but
right?
There is no 30 pounds of muscle anyone's gaining in 30 in 12 weeks. I mean, most people can't do that in a lifetime.
I know, right?
Yeah, so it's a. I think for muscle building, there needs to be a recalibration in people's minds of how long it actually takes.
Yeah.
Oh, and to explain... Pardon me?
I said that's really true, but you don't really see it as much on, like, the girl side as you do on the guy side. The guys are looking to build muscle. The girls, we're just kind of looking to look better, you know? We don't really think about the muscle. At least I don't. But I realize that that's what I need to make myself look better, if I need the muscle.
Right, which takes time.
A lot of time.
Yeah, and now the other thing is, and I don't know if you're aware of this, it may not necessarily translate on the scale. So 2 or 3 pounds of muscle might have a profound effect on your body.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like,
oh,
it
yeah,
might
totally.
Not actually be an 8-9 pound gain. It might actually be somewhere between 3 and 5 pounds overall. So, like, your range, whatever your body weight range is on a, you know, day-to-day, weekly
mm-hmm.
basis, you know, a year or two from now, if you keep up with the workouts and you keep adding some muscle to your frame, measurements will change.
Totally. I think it doesn't help that I'm an apple-shaped either, because I probably have to be a lot leaner than most people to, like, get my waist measurement down. I don't hold any fat at all in my legs. I have twig legs, so, you know, I have that working against me. But I really think just with a lot of patience, I'm going to be able to put that muscle on.
Yeah, yeah. I was going to say for the, I guess, the classic apple shape
mm-hmm.
is that, like you said, it is a bit of the, it's a trick, because if the waist is the where you store it, and that's the key to the whole Venus thing, is getting the waist down.
Yep. I'm not quite there yet, but I hope to be.
No, you made a huge change. So,
yeah.
I mean, it looks, were you happy with your after? I love the fact that you did a red background.
Yeah, that was my husband's idea. He likes red.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It worked. What'd you do for your picture taking anyways?
Well, I actually had class that morning. I don't know if most people know, but I work and go to school. So I had class that morning, and I think I had shop class or something ridiculous. So I came home from school. I was dying because I was doing the no water thing, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And so I came home, made my husband take the pictures as fast as possible so that I could eat something. So I could eat and drink. Seriously, I took my pictures in 10 minutes.
Oh, really? And then so... Yeah. And what did you do as far... Okay, so you have the backdrop up, which is
yeah,
good.
Yeah, I had him set that up. Like, I was like, dude, will you take my pictures? Get something ready. And when I get home from class, we're just going to take them and eat something. So that's what happened. He set up the background. He took the pictures. He set up the lighting. We tried to stick with, like, the two cam lights, like what Alicia used, that she had mm-hmm. talked about. We used two of those and at the 45-degree angle from the body. And then he just took, you know, maybe 30 pictures is all.
Yeah, no, that's good. And it worked out well. So it's pretty
yeah.
simple. So the whole setup didn't really take very long, did it?
Yeah, no, not at all. I actually got a tan, too. Not that you can tell. That's me tan in a picture.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think you're actually darker in the before.
I know, but that was like the darkest tan that they had. I had the lady spray me, which is a great experience. You should all try.
Whoa. In the after, you have a spray tan?
Yes, I do. And that was the darkest tan. And that's because my skin is so pasty white, but even their darkest tan is not very tan. I'm just really
wow.
light. I have like the redhead complexion.
Yeah.
And I don't go in the sun. I don't even have freckles because I'm just, you know, terrified of being sunburned.
I can't imagine how white you would have been if you didn't put the tan on.
Yeah, you don't want to know. It's pretty terrifying.
I think you would have been like see-through in these pictures.
I might have been. They have that whole Casper thing going on, you know.
Okay, so that's enough of picking on your lack of pigment. There's going to be some girls in your situation that are going to be looking to do something. What's your looking to get in shape? What's your advice for them?
Well, just be patient. I think the fat loss is the easy part, and then you just have to be patient with building muscle. It's going to take some time, a lot more time than what you're probably initially expecting. You know, and then you have to lift heavy. You have to be pushing yourself every time. Your muscle's not going to change if it's not forced to change. So you need to be lifting heavy enough that your muscle's like, oh, crap, I'm lifting this now? Crap, I'm going to have to build more muscle. You know, that's how I like think about my muscles, talking to myself when I'm working out.
And as far as I guess we never really talked about the community. Do you have any comments you want to make about being a part of the community?
I like the community. I don't blog. Well, I try to blog, but I'm horrible at writing. And so, like, it's hard for my personality to come through on my blog because I don't necessarily know how to put the words out there. But I do check the forum every day. I like to see what people are reading about, see what people are writing about, answer, like, specific questions for the newbies. That's a lot of fun. And then there's also, like, a wealth of information. Like, if I have a question, I can just do a quick search. And, you know, somewhere within that search parameter is the answer from Denise, because she has all the answers to everything. The lady's amazing. So if you have questions about anything, you just do a quick search on the forum, and it's there. There's the answer. Here's 50 people that, you know, have issues with this, and, you know, here's what they did to fix it. It's amazing like that. And the girls are all great. Everybody on there is pretty awesome. I think I'm the only one that's, you know, a bit catty, and that's just because I think it's fun. I think it's fun to push people's buttons. Like Cassandra, I always push her buttons. I don't know why. I think her responses are hilarious, so...
Oh, yeah. I've already recorded her podcast.
Yeah, yeah, she's great.
Yeah, she is. And by popular demand, she has to go first.
Oh, well, good. I'm excited to hear that.
Yeah, I think everybody is. So, I mean, I don't know when this one will go up. Now we're talking a little bit out of time sequence because I think clearly people have already heard Cassandra's podcast by the time they're going to be listening to this
totally.
One. So. But this is all being recorded beforehand. So.
Yeah.
Okay, so I guess this is a good place to leave off, unless you have any other parting comments, advice, whatever you want to say.
I don't know. I would just say stick with it. I mean, if you're really looking to get the results you want, just stick with the program. It works. It really does work. You know, do your diet however is easy for you. If you feel deprived, not eating your cookies, have a freaking cookie, because, you know, if that's going to help you get over the hump, get over the hump. Other than that, you know, I would just, you know, stick with the workout, and that's it.
Okay. So, I mean, that's as good a place as any to leave off. So, well, thanks for being on the call.
Yeah, you're welcome.
So, for Leora Hansen, I'm John Barbin, and that's your Venus Index Podcast.